And now it's time for Friday Morning Scattershoot with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. What a glorious scatter shooting this is. We are out of the awful month of August. Welcome to September. Scatter shooting while wondering, whatever happened to Riddick Bowe?
I'm right here, guys. How y'all doing?
He does not talk like that.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Boxing's been very top of mind with fight night last night and the big fight last Saturday in Vegas. Riddick Bowe, former heavyweight champion of the world.
Name in a long time.
Hey, thanks for remembering me.
In 2006, the top-ranked high school quarterback in America was Matthew Stafford of Highland Park. That same year, the top-ranked high school pitcher in the country was Clayton Kershaw, also of Highland Park. This week, Stafford and the Lions came to terms on a contract extension that will make Stafford the highest-paid player in NFL history. 5 years, $135 million, or about $27 million a season. Just a few years ago, Kershaw signed a seven-year, $215 million deal with the Dodgers, making him the highest-paid pitcher ever. The Highland Park classmates, when their current deals expire, will have earned a combined $500 million in their careers.
And they will fail.
It's great to see two kids from some really tough backgrounds at Highland Park.
Isn't that,
make it big.
That's what's so unfair about that. But, you know, they were both, I believe, members of the Ticket
they
P1
were.
Club.
I will
at
never
Highland
forget
Park
that.
High school.
When
yep.
one kid goes, that's our star pitcher and that's our star quarterback.
And those guys were like,
hey, what's up, man?
They were arrogant to you?
No, they were very nice. They were very nice.
And
kids.
Now look at them. They can buy and sell you 100 times over, although they could have done it that day as
probably
well.
Probably so, yeah.
Just based on their allowance.
Right. All right, he pulled up lame last night, or yesterday afternoon, but Adrian Beltre continues to add to his Hall of Fame resume. This week, the Rangers third baseman hit his 20th double of the season. The 19th year in a row, he's had at least 20 doubles. Only two other players in big league history have done that, Eddie Murray and Tris Speaker.
So great.
Phillies rookie Reese Hoskins has a long way to go to match Beltre's numbers, but he's off to a good start. Hoskins hit 11 home runs in his first 18 games after being called up from double-A ball. That's the fastest ever to reach that number. The previous fastest any player had hit their first 11 home runs was in 22 games.
Wow.
On the other end of the spectrum, the struggling Mariners can't do much right these days. In the first inning of their game on Sunday against the Marlins, Seattle committed five errors, becoming the first team with a five-error inning since the Cubs did it back in 1977. The college basketball world lost two coaching legends this week. First, it was Judd Heathcote who passed away. Heathcote coached Michigan State to the national title in 1979. That team, of course, led by Magic Johnson, beat Larry Bird and Indiana State in the most famous championship game of all time. As the Spartans' new head coach in 77, his first order of business was to land the best recruit in the state. Magic had narrowed his choices to Michigan and Michigan State, and Heathcote won the recruiting battle. Heathcote also won 336 games with the Spartans, and in 1995 was succeeded in East Lansing by Tom Izzo. Judd Heathcote was 90 years old. Then on Wednesday, Raleigh Massimino left the building. Massimino coached Villanova to the biggest upset in Final Four history when they knocked off heavily favored Georgetown in the 85 title game. Massimino coached for 41 seasons at Stony Brook, Villanova, UNLV, Cleveland State, and most recently he spent 10 seasons as the head coach at tiny Keyser College in Florida, an NAIA school. He won 816 games as a college coach and was elected to the College Basketball Hall of Fame in 2013. Massimino had a chance to coach in the NBA. He interviewed with Clippers owner Donald Sterling about coaching his club many years ago. But Massimino said Sterling was so shockingly racist during the job interview that he told a friend, "There is no way I'd ever work for that SOB."
Man, how about that?
Raleigh Massimino was 82 years old.
I swore to you, I thought he was pushing 70 when they won the national title back in the 80s.
I did, too. I was stunned to learn just a couple of years ago that he was coaching at that NAIA school.
Right.
I didn't know. I figured he was either dead or 112.
Great coach.
Yes, he was. Manu Ginobili surprised some when he decided not to retire last week. Instead, he signed a two-year deal to stay with the Spurs. So Ginobili will become the eighth player in NBA history to spend his entire career with one team and play at least 16 seasons. Joining on that list, his teammates Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, also John Stockton, Reggie Miller, John Havlicek, Kobe Bryant, and Dirk.
Mm-hmm. Your daddy Ginobili.
The Mayweather-McGregor fight exceeded expectations for most. It was a really entertaining evening and a huge moneymaker. However, it wasn't a sellout. The T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas has a capacity of 20,000 for a fight, but they only had 14,600 on hand on Saturday. Punch stats from the fight. Connor threw more, 430 to 320, but Floyd landed more, 170 to 111. And perhaps most importantly, to the two combatants, their celebrity net worths increased dramatically. Floyd's went from $400 million to $560 million, while Connor's net worth went from $35 million to $85 million.
Think about that. You're able to withstand 170 hits, landed punches.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of abuse.
Yes.
From those guys. I don't know about last night if they're...
Really, they got abusive. That much money for that fight?
Oh, yeah.
I can't... That doesn't make sense to me. One got $50 million, the other one got $160 million?
Yeah, and I believe that's after taxes in some cases, or after some other net payout.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, the whole thing took in, just on pay-per-view alone, $460 million, I think.
Got all those people paying a...
That's just on
bucks.
Pay-per-view. And they, all, of course, got a huge chunk
How
of
many
it.
Shots did Mayweather take?
Let's see. McGregor landed 111 of his 430 that he threw.
Over $1 million per punch is yeah. how much Mayweather got paid. Yeah. Just to take a punch, you get paid over $1 million for every time that guy hits you.
Yes.
Dang.
Probably worth it.
Yeah, I'll do it, I think. It looks like we're good at wrestling again, the real kind. The U.S. men's team won the all-around gold medal last week at the World Wrestling Championships in Paris.
Yes.
The last time the U.S. won the all-around gold was 1995, and the only other time we've ever won it was 2 years before that in 1993. Jordan Burroughs led the way, winning his fourth individual gold medal at the championships. This week's least competent criminal is 26-year-old Patron Stokes, who was arrested in Florida following a traffic stop. Stokes was pulled over for speeding, and during the stop, the officer smelled marijuana. Upon searching the car, he found meth, rock cocaine, and heroin. The biggest surprise came when they got back to the police station and found $20 bills were falling from Stokes' butt. In a process cops called necessary but undesirable, they found $1,080 in U.S. currency, all in 20s, hidden in Stokes' rectum.
He's got a big old butt.
Bringing, of course, new meaning to the term crack money.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally...
He's the butt of your joke.
Wonder what a split was.
And finally, at dawn, the telephone rings. Hello, Senor Bob. This is Ernesto, the caretaker of your country house. Yes, Ernesto, is everything okay? Well, Senor Bob, your parrot is dead. My parrot? The one that won the international competition? Yes, Senor, that's the one. Damn, that's a pity. I spent a small fortune on that bird. What did he die from? From eating the rotten meat, Senor Bob. Rotten meat? Who fed him rotten meat? Nobody, Senor. He ate the meat of a dead horse. Dead horse? What dead horse? The thoroughbred, Senor Bob. My prized thoroughbred is dead? Yes, Senor Bob. He died from all the work pulling the water cart. What water cart? The one we used to put out the fire. Good Lord, what fire? The one in your house, Senor Bob. A candle fell and the curtains caught on fire. My house was destroyed because of a candle? Yes, Senor Bob. But there's electricity at the house. What was the candle for? For the funeral, Senor Bob. What funeral? Your wife's, Senor Bob. She showed up very late one night, and I thought she was a thief. So I hit her with your new Ping G15 driver with the graphite shaft. Ernesto, if you broke that driver, you're in big trouble.
It's a golf joke.
It ended up being golf.
That's a special holiday weekend edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. For all of us here at Scatter Shooting, I wish you a Merry Labor Day and a Happy New Year.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.